This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow told Washington on Wednesday to keep well away from its airspace after a U.S. drone intercepted by Russian jets crashed into the Black Sea, the first known direct confrontation between the superpowers since Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin and Washington have traded blame for Tuesday's incident, which took place in international airspace near territory Russia claims to have annexed from Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the incident is being investigated.
We'll be in close coordination with allies and partners at the conclusion of the investigation. I can't speak at this point to motive or to intent.
Blinken on Wednesday at a news conference during an official visit to Ethiopia described the incident as reckless and unsafe. Russia's President Vladimir Putin dismissed allegations that Ukrainians could be behind the blast on Nord Stream pipelines last year and instead accused the U.S., AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Putin's comments came after U.S. and German media reported unidentified U.S. and other officials as saying there was evidence Ukrainians may have been responsible. Putin's response? It's complete nonsense. Such a powerful explosion at such depth can be made only by specialists, backed with the might of a state possessing certain technologies. Putin went on to say the perpetrators had to be a party with a vested interest, such as the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fears about the world banking system spread to Europe as shares in the globally connected Swiss bank Credit Suisse plunged. The steep drop on Wednesday dragged down other major European lenders in the wake of bank failures in the United States. This